peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our theme this evening is our faith, and it's taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 66. And maybe you've heard about this story about this little six-year-old boy. He announced to his parents, he says, "I'm running away from home." Parents asked him, "Well, what will you do when you run out of food?" He said, "Well, that's easy. I'll come down here to have something to eat with you." Then they said, "Well, what will you do if you run out of money?" He goes, "Well, that's easy. I'll just come home and get some more money from you." "What will you do if your clothes get really dirty?" He said, "I'll just bring them here to you and you can clean them for me." That's easy. His dad said, "Well, you're not running away from home, you're going to college." Did you know that people of all ages are running away from home? And this is record numbers, actually. The pain of sick families is so great that people will run almost anywhere to experience love and acceptance. Husbands may run to bars and go on achievement binges. Women may run into extramarital relationships that offer a listening ear, a loving touch, and maybe a little more. Some children run from their family pain, because it infects them so badly that later on in their 20s and 30s, an awful sickness wells up inside of them and their entire life is up for grabs. We're in a series here during Advent called Family Life. We began with looking at Zechariah and Elizabeth. Remember their devastating circumstances? Longing to have children and they couldn't. While friends and relatives delighted in children and grandchildren, Zechariah and Elizabeth, well, they had nothing but shattered hopes and dashed dreams. There must have been times when each of them simply wanted to run away. Homes can sometimes be a tough place, can't they? Someone once said that marriage goes through three stages. The happy honeymoon, the party's over, and then let's make a deal. Maybe your conflict concerns money. There's just never enough money around. Or raising children, you're either too strict or you're too lenient. Don't know. Or where you're going to go on vacation. Sometimes it can be a battle just to figure out where you're going to go for just a little bit, just to get away. And let's be honest, the holidays that are quickly approaching us can be sometimes daunting for some people. Oh my gosh, we have family coming over. Family conflict, though, that's not really the issue. Let me repeat that. Family conflict is not the issue. How we handle family conflicts, that is the issue. How we handle it is the issue. When conflict strikes, the first option is my way. Let's do it my way. I know how it's to be done. Let me make this clear. This relationship is all about my agenda, my needs, and my wants. That's why we have a relationship in the first place. That's why my way is the best way and my way is the only way. And if you don't like my way, well then guess what? You can hit the highway. Then there's no way. You back away. You ignore the problem and you avoid it at all. You might use discussion killers like, oh, grow up, or give me a break, or I can't believe you're making such a big deal out of this. Nothing's ever resolved because we try to kill every discussion. We don't talk about it. You know, and I seem to recall, by the way, I see some folks, my parents, we didn't talk much about politics because we get it. We talked a little bit about church. Not much else. I mean, you know, they asked me to come over and mow the yard, help out with this or that around the house. We go over for big dinners and it would be just a little talk. Always something less intrusive to bring up at the dinner table. Another option is your way. We give in or we just roll over and play dead. We give in to the other person. Maybe it's our spouse, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, neighbor, whoever. We just give in. Yeah. You see, there's an epidemic in America that says the father is rather detached from the family now. I learned a long time ago that here in church, the kids will come if dad comes. You always thought it was mom, but those who do these big research studies and things, they said it's dad makes a difference. But now here in America, dad has become rather detached from the family. He's busy. Got other things to do. So, at an alarming rate, more and more men are becoming this detached, maybe distant and disengaged. They shrug their shoulders and they say, fine. Whatever, have it your way. Zechariah and Elizabeth, though, they decided on another way. And what is that? They would do it our way. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, no. He is to be called John. And they said to her, there is no one among your relatives who has that name. Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. Zechariah had doubted the angel Gabriel that promised that God would give him a child. So Gabriel told him that he wouldn't be able to speak until after his son's birth. So for that whole 9 months, Zechariah was unable to speak. He couldn't talk to anybody. This has to be the pastor's greatest fear. Then when his son was born, in the midst of all the racket regarding his son's name, Zechariah asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, his name is John. Amazing. How about it, huh? When it came to naming their son, Zechariah and Elizabeth, it wasn't my way, it wasn't no way, it was our way. Our way means that we care about solving our problem. You know, like, what are we going to name our son? And we're doing it together. But we should especially care about healing our relationships. Our ways to attack the issue. It doesn't attack the person. It emphasizes reconciliation, not resolution. You see, there's a big difference. reconciliation means our first priority is our relationship. And why is that? The other person is our neighbor. Remember the Ten Commandments? The first table of the commandments is our relationship with God. The last seven of the Ten Commandments is about our relationship with our neighbor. And who is my neighbor? And that's whoever is next to you at any given time. So it's more important to deal with the issue and maintain the relationship than our own problems. We all have problems. Don't get me wrong, we don't bury the issue, we bury the hatchet. We keep talking about the issue, but we talk about it together. We can disagree agreeably. We can walk arm in arm without seeing eye to eye. That's very possible. Why did both Zechariah and Elizabeth insist on naming their son John? Because that's what the angel told them in Luke chapter 1, verse 13. John means the Lord is gracious. The angel told them to name their son John because in the midst of their conflict, the only way Zechariah and Elizabeth would get to our way would be through God's way. And God's way is the way of grace. Because of grace, God gives us new life, forgiveness, and eternal life. John 1 verse 16 says that God is full of grace. Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says that we are under grace. Ephesians 2 verse 9 says we are saved by grace. 1 Peter 5 verse 10 calls our God the God of all grace. Hebrews 4 verse 16 says that God's throne is a throne of grace. And James chapter 4 verse 6 says God gives more grace. Grace reconciles us together. It reconciles us to each other. Grace. You know, it's a lot like forgiveness. We've been forgiven. I think there's a prayer that we say in there. It says, forgive us. How's it go? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Many of you know my family history. I'm pretty open about it if you've been around me a while. My relationship with my mom and dad was like a roller coaster. I wasn't the best teenager. I was a typical sailor. But in the very early years of my life, both of my parents were very abusive to me. And when both of my parents died, I cried because I loved them so. And they knew that I loved them so. Because we reconciled. We forgave one another. And that's why we had a wonderful relationship. And I can speak ever so fondly of them. Because God forgave me, I know that. And that enabled me to forgive others too. On December 17th, 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright got their flying machine off the ground. The airplane was born. In their excitement, they sent a telegraph to their sister Catherine. It simply said, flew 120 feet, will be home for Christmas. When Catherine got the news, she ran to the local newspaper in Dayton, Ohio, and showed the telegraph to the editor of the newspaper. He glanced at it and he said, "Well, how nice. The boys will be home for Christmas." He completely missed the point. Yes, it was nice that the boys would be home for Christmas. But a person had flown an airplane for the first time. That was big news. How often do we miss the big news at Christmas time? Too often we get caught up in the tinsel and the toys, the trimmings and all the trees. Those things are very nice. Our house is decorated and we've got more to do. And this Saturday we're going to decorate the church here. You're welcome to come and help with that. You know? But just like it was nice that the Wright brothers would be home for Christmas, but that's not the big news. The big news of Christmas is that God took flight. Did he ever? God took flight. He traveled from heaven to earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he did it to show us the full meaning of his grace. The name John means the Lord is gracious. But Jesus is the Lord of grace. You see, when it comes to grace, Jesus nailed it. Perfectly. But before the nails, he wanted to run away. Did he ever? There's three times in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus asked his Father to remove the cup of suffering, but the Father didn't. So Jesus went, and finally he went willingly. Jesus went to Calvary, where he took upon himself all of our sin, including those sins we've committed against our family members. Rising on the third day, Jesus now lives as the gracious Lord of heaven and earth. Grace. Jesus nailed it perfectly for you. Forgiven by grace, overflowing with grace, forever in grace. When family conflict comes, we are empowered to renounce my way, no way, and your way, and say yes. Say yes to a better way. Say yes to God's way. It's Zechariah and Elizabeth's way. And what would that mean? You know now, don't you? It's our way. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ.